Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Caitlin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Hi, Caitlin. Zip code, you said?
Please.
78242.
78242.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. First and last name, please.
Last name is Shira.
Is it Shira?
First name is Michelle.
For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
5735 Sunset Vista, San Antonio, Texas, 78242.
Thank you, and I was able to look at the account for ByteHub, and your account has been canceled and fully refunded. How can I help you?
Okay, I just spoke with Tamika maybe an hour and a half ago regarding the unauthorized charge of the $59.89, and she told me she was going to refund it, which I just checked my bank, and only $49.37 was refunded.
No, it showed me the full refund of $59.89 was refunded.
Okay, so what happened to the other $10.52?
Give me one moment. Let me look into the account, please.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So it's showing me that it was fully refunded. I'm not seeing, let me see, maybe, yeah. It's showing me the full refund of $59.89 refund on March the 22nd.
Okay. Well, there's something that needs to be investigated, I guess, because it's 10:50 too short on my end, and it's an odd amount.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe I'm not sure.
Yeah, you better, might want to, can you put me over to your accounts department?
We don't have an account department, no. I mean, once we refund it, it goes back. It was refunded on the 22nd, but it's showing it was refunded in full, so I'm not sure what's going on. That's not even how a refund goes. It's not going to refund partial if it wasn't refunded partial. She refunded the whole refund at once, so it's supposed to all come back at once. So I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. Well, I'll call my bank and check it out on their end. Maybe there's a discrepancy there.
Okay. Well, thank you for
all
calling customer support. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
No problem.